The multinational mining company Rio Tinto is searching a property near Thunder Bay for copper, nickel, cobalt and lithium, metals that are increasingly in demand as the world ramps up the production of batteries to power vehicles. Rio Tinto has partnered with California-based mining startup Cobold Metals to explore in the Pine River and Crystal Lake area of the municipality of Nebing, about 40 kilometers from the city, just west of Highway 61 and just north of the U.S. border. On its website, Cobold promotes itself as the discoverer of the materials critical for the electric vehicle and renewable energy revolutions. The companies provided photos and some basic details about the project to TB Newswatch, but arrangements for an interview could not be completed. According to an article posted on Wired.com in December 2022, Cobold is applying artificial intelligence technology to speed up the exploration process. It reported that copper and nickel were found at the Crystal Lake site in the 1970s in concentrations that weren't high enough to justify mining, but that Cobold's algorithms have suggested the concentrations may be greater than first thought. The exploration permit, which Rio Tinto received from the Ministry of Mines, expires in September 2025, and allows for diamond drilling on up to 37 sites during the exploration process. In a recent email to TB Newswatch, a Cobold spokesperson said three drill holes and extensive geophysical surveys have been completed to date, and that the results are currently being analyzed. In response to a question about expected timelines, he said, "Taking a project from the earliest phases to operating a mine can typically take up to 15 years. Our hope is to make that process much faster, thanks to our team and technology." The application for the exploration permit states that measures are being taken to minimize the impact of the work on the landscape and environment. Care has been taken in project planning to reduce the amount of brushing, tree clearing, and to reduce exposure to wetland areas. The final location of drilling pads and access routes will be selected to minimize disturbance created by this project. The application also noted that, depending on drilling results, it's possible that only a few of the drill pads and supporting trails contemplated in the application will actually be required. Cobold stated it has engaged with communities of interest in the work area, has consistently communicated its work plans and progress to affected parties, and has addressed the questions it has received. Thunder Bay-based Environment North, a non-governmental organization that promotes ecological sustainability, is already expressing concern about the potential impacts on water quality if a mine is developed near the Pine River in close proximity to Lake Superior. In a brief prepared statement, it said it's currently conducting research on the effects that mining would have.